Good afternoon. From the Fairbanks Museum, welcome to this midday edition of An Eye on the Sky. Across the Vermont Public Listening Region, the day is of two personalities. Over eastern New York into Quebec's St. Lawrence Valley, the sun is shining brightly. Across western Vermont into the Richelieu region, clouds are rapidly thinning and it has become partly sunny. However, east of the Green Mountains, it's overcast, and the sky has the look of a threatening storm. And it's true that there is a developing low-pressure center southeast of Cape Cod, destined to become a deep gale center over the next 24 hours while heading north-northeast. But it'll be just too far to the east to give eastern sections any more than the clouds that are currently over them right now. Any precipitation from it will be limited to eastern New Hampshire and Maine at our latitude. What the entire region will experience, though, is a rising northwest wind later this afternoon and tonight that'll blow gustily through tomorrow and draw cool air across the region to start the Easter weekend. The sun should break out brightly everywhere by tomorrow afternoon, and Easter Sunday looks dry and cool as well. Any significant storminess will hold off until the middle of the upcoming week. The surface weather map at this hour shows deepening low pressure about 150 miles southeast of Nantucket, heading on a course that'll take it across western Nova Scotia near Yarmouth by about 8 o'clock, over western Prince Edward Island by about 2 a.m., and near the Gaspé Peninsula by breakfast time tomorrow, Saturday. It also shows high pressure sprawled over much of northern and central Canada, with a ridge extending southeast through the central Great Lakes region. Another wave of low pressure is over the Dakotas. During the next 24 hours, the Dakota low will cut east across Illinois toward northern Ohio while weakening. It'll shear by to our south tomorrow night and Sunday morning, swept up in the periphery of the circulation of the storm center well to our northeast. That'll allow weak default high pressure to maintain dry weather over northern sections through Easter and Easter Monday. South of about Route 2, widely scattered to isolated rain and snow showers may be noted tomorrow night and early Sunday morning as the weakening Dakota wave slips along the Pennsylvania-New York border and skims off the southeast Massachusetts coast via Martha's Vineyard Easter morning. Beginning Tuesday, conditions will deteriorate. Energy from another storm entering the west coast will partially combine with another departing mid-level cyclone dropping southeast across the Great Lakes to develop a significant storm over the Ohio Valley on Tuesday and Wednesday that holds the potential for bringing heavy precipitation, rain, or wet snow to us during the middle of the week. Here are the short-term details this afternoon, mostly sunny through New York and the St. Lawrence Valley, increasing sun from the Green Mountains west in Vermont, overcast slowly thinning east, some dim sun possible, highs generally in the 40s, near 50 in the warmer valleys west and south, a north-to-northwest wind increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, variable clouds northeast, otherwise becoming mostly clear, lows in the low 20s to low 30s north to south, north-to-northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. Saturday, mostly sunny, or becoming so by afternoon in the northern Green and White Mountains, blustery and cool, highs in the 40s, except a few upper 30s far north, and near 50 in far southern valleys, a north-to-northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour with some gusts to 30 miles per hour, except up to 45 miles per hour east of the Green Mountains. And the outlook for Easter, any morning snow showers south of Route 2, ending central and south, otherwise partly sunny or becoming so, highs ranging from the upper 30s far north through the upper 40s far south. From the Fairbanks Museum, I'm meteorologist Steve Maleski with an eye on the sky.